Kabhi, like in the story we saw,
what story?
That serving an Vaishnava, our mind becomes fixed on Krishna more.
Yeah, Narayana Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam, yes. So, once if we serve an advanced Vaishnava, we develop some taste for the holy name in chanting and in bhakti in general. So, is it that after a while this taste will come back to normal where we were? If we are at Anarth Nivriti, then we'll fall back there. Is that like Ruchi Abhas or something like that? Because does it have to be steady always after that point, or it will go back to normal?
If you serve Vaishnava, it develops some taste for bhakti, but will it go back down like after some time? If we are, when it's not in Ruchi, if it reduces?
I never heard the term bhakti abhas. I never heard that term. Maybe in some modern books. But taste or bhakti can get diminished or get lost. You can lose that taste or bhakti by aparad. But the taste, as we heard, says anandam buddhi vardhanam. The word vardhanam means ever increasing. It doesn't mean diminishing, it means always expanding, increasing. So if one is doing proper bhakti, the taste should always increase, it shouldn't go down. So improper bhakti means with aparads. One aparad, a big aparad that most devotees commit is they don't follow the guru. It's called guru avagya. It's the third offense to the guru, third offense to Nam. Holy Name is very upset, very displeased if someone ignores the guru, neglects the guru, doesn't take care of the guru, doesn't follow the guru's teaching, disrespects the guru, becomes envious of the guru. These are all common occurrences in the life of Kali Yuga sadhakas. Regularly sadhakas become envious of the guru, they neglect the guru, they ignore the guru, and they minimize and reduce the value of the teachings or instructions and don't follow them. So then they displease Krishna by that. That's called Namaparad, Guru Avagya, number 3. So then the taste is withdrawn. The pleasure and satisfaction of the Guru is the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna. If Krishna is pleased, everything's successful. If Guru is pleased, everything is successful. You say, Guru Toshan, Bhagavan Toshan. If the Guru is satisfied, Bhagavan is satisfied. If the Guru is dissatisfied, there's nothing you can do except satisfy Krishna. If you dissatisfy Krishna, the Guru can rectify that. If you dissatisfy the Guru, Krishna won't help you. You have to help yourself. So they say bhakti is like a razor's edge. Edge of a razor. If you use it properly, you're going to shave nicely with it. Lackadaisical or inattentive, you cut yourself. Razor is very sharp. You're not attentive, you cut your cheek, you cut your lip, cut your leg, you shave your leg, whatever. So bhakti is like that. If you're a little inattentive or neglectful, then you cut yourself. The same bhakti you're following can send you to hell. You get a reaction. So, one time Prabhupada used an analogy, he said, bhakti bhajan is like gambling. The stakes are high, you can win big or lose big. You can win big and get liberated, or lose big and take another birth, or even go to hell. So, we should be careful. Vaishnava Savadan. Vaishnava, beware, be careful. Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam. Vacho Vegam. First thing to tighten up is the mouth. Zip it shut. Mouth can liberate you, mouth can send you to hell also. You can say and write and speak a lot of weird things, bad things. It's a little hard. When you throw out a Brahmastra weapon, it's a little hard to call it. If you don't know how to call it back, it's very good. That was Ashwatthama's problem. Ashwatthama knew how to throw a Brahmastra. He didn't know how to call it back. So he threw it at the womb of Uttara. Pariksha was in the womb of Uttara. His mother, Ashutama, wanted to kill him because he was Yadava. And he couldn't stop that weapon. No one could stop it. Arjuna couldn't stop it. Such a powerful Brahmastra weapon, atomic weapon. So Krishna himself came in and protected Pariksha. Krishna is more powerful than Brahmastra. So with his mouth, we throw out bad words. They're like Brahmastra weapons. We can't call them back. When they come out, they do their damage. Only Krishna can save you. But that's ordinarily. Krishna can save you anytime. But you throw out bad words to Guru, Krishna won't save you either. That's Guru is a dangerous element. Guru is powerful. He can make you or break you. Lift you or drop you. Liberate you or tie you up in bondage. It's up to you. Guru is neutral. Some of them sort of dish you. Like Paramahama is neutral. That verse has two halves. What are the two halves?
One is about the Paramahama, one is about devotee.
One's about Paramahama, one's about Krishna. Bhakti Vatsal.
Samoham
sarva bhuteshu namedeshu astinapriya is about Paramatma. That's about Paramatma. What's the translation?
I am equal to everyone. I don't hate anyone or I don't favor anyone.
That's Paramatma. Now where's Krishna come in? Krishna sees the first part of the verse. It's in chapter 9, verse 21. It's here. It's in this book for sure. 921 or Look at 929 Gita, some of the Gita. 929. Okay. Gita 929. It's ready for Abhi Chesaratra. Samoham Sarabhuteshu Name Dresho Sinapriya. And what's the second part? Yeva janti tamam bhaktya maite kesha chavyam. Krishna says, Paramahama, I'm equal to everyone. But as Krishna, I'm not equal to everyone. As Krishna, I kill the demons and bless my devotees. So he says, my bhaktas, I protect them, I favor them. That's our good luck. Krishna protects us, but he doesn't protect us from Vaishnava Raj. We have to be careful, watch out that Vaishnava Raj. As Rupa Goswami says, Vacharvegam. Upanishad read the first instruction, Vacharvegam, control your mouth, dear. Sir. Control your mouth, watch your mouth. That's when they fight sometimes. You got to fight it, watch your mouth, buddy. Watch your mouth, and I'll knock it out. Give you a knuckle sandwich. you put a sandwich over your mouth. I'll put my fist in your mouth, knock your teeth out. Knuckle, this is called knuckle in anatomy. K-N-U-C-K-L-E. This bump here, the joint of the finger and the wrist. Hand. It's called knuckle. Boom. Out. It's called knuckle sandwich. Not uncle, knuckle. Not uncle, you say, cha-cha mama, all that stuff. We have a friend, you want to fight, you say, you're cruising for a bruise. We're cruising for bruises, boom, 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 yeah. You bruise, black and blue marks, yeah. This is street talk. Okay. He's 5 years old, right? His mentality is like that. Jai-ho. Once a kid, always a kid. What time? I think it's 5 by now.
4:50.
Any more questions?
One last question.
Okay, one last question.